This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David Furt. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy was emphatic about not reopening the state too soon.
Economic health can only flow from safeguarded public health.
Gyms, listen, I want to get them open as much as the next guy, but we're not there yet. I want to do it responsibly, and I don't want to kill anybody.
So anybody out there who thinks, let's just open the place up, will lead to lower infections, lower hospitalizations, and lower fatalities is being completely, utterly irresponsible.
Then, 2 weeks ago, he began to pivot, starting with parks and golf clubs, then non-essential retail, and then, right before the Memorial Day weekend, he gave his blessing for groups of 25 to gather outside. We are joined now by our professional Murphy watcher, WNYC's Nancy Solomon. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Nancy, can you help us understand what's going on here?
Sure. Well, first of all, let's not forget that the reopening decisions were supposed to be made regionally. It was just last month that Andrew Cuomo and a handful of other governors from the Northeast said they'd band together and coordinate a reopening plan, and that all of them would abide by it. Now that appears to be out the window. I spoke with Patrick Murray, director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute, about this.
Yeah, even with a regional approach, each of these governors individually is getting pressure from constituents inside their state. And when one governor wants to jump, everybody else has to, basically, or you're going to be left behind.
So is it because some of the regional neighbors are making moves that he has to keep up with the Joneses?
It looks like it. But he's got more problems than Andrew Cuomo and Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf. There's that little problem he has with the leaders of the state legislature.
Ah, yes. I've noticed that we have yet to see New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney making an appearance at the daily COVID briefing with Governor Murphy.
Yep, that's a gaping hole. Sweeney and other Democratic leaders have been growing increasingly critical of the governor over the past month when it comes to reopening. The Murphy-Sweeney conflict has been going on since Murphy was elected, but the governor is able to survive politically by constantly shoring up his base of labor unions, and especially the teachers and other public employees, activists who fought for raising the minimum wage and sick pay, town mayors and school boards who appreciated increased aid, and to some extent, the business community.
Is that enough support to get him through a pandemic?
Good question. I think this is really key to understanding the sudden change on reopening. Micah Rasmussen, the director of the Rebovich Institute for New Jersey Politics, says Murphy is getting squeezed.
Every move he makes on the chessboard is fraught with peril, right? So you know that the next step is to open back up, but you also know that opening back up and not having the 92 questions, what has to be satisfied in order to reopen schools, is going to potentially alienate those teachers that have supported him all the way through.
Teachers don't want to get sick, but they also don't want to lose their jobs. And that can be said for everyone. Every week, the economy is on pause. We veer closer and closer to the fiscal apocalypse. Unemployment goes further beyond what we've ever seen. Tax revenues shrink. And really, shrink isn't even the word. The state budget is in an absolute free fall. And states aren't like the federal government. They can't print money. So Murphy's obligated to balance the annual budget. And he's seeing projections that involve massive layoffs of public employees and curtailment of government services.
And even though the federal government can print money, his pleas for help from President Trump don't seem to be going that well.
You got to give the guy credit. He went to Washington and begged for masks, ventilators, pop-up hospitals, and he got them. Mm. It's possible we'll see help with the state budget shortfall, but I think Murphy's pivot on reopening could be a sign that he doesn't think he's getting help from Trump. The president has been pretty clear he thinks he can force states to reopen. Maybe this is how. He doesn't have the constitutional authority, but he could starve governors into doing his bidding.
Well, there are all of these political pressures on him. How does all of that pressure stand up against public health and science?
You know, there was an interesting piece in Vox on Thursday about the 5 criteria needed for states to reopen. New York, Alaska, and Kentucky currently meet them. Every other state, including New Jersey, does not. the best we can hope for is that Murphy will try to take it as slow as possible. Micah Rasmussen compared it to starting a baby on solid foods. You try one thing at a time and make sure there are no bad reactions before continuing to expand.
Baby food, okay. Well, it will be interesting to see how much leeway New Jersey residents decide to give Governor Murphy. And you can ask him about it yourself on Ask Governor Murphy. Nancy, you're going to be hosting the latest call-in show with the governor on Thursday at 7 p.m. here on WNYC. Nancy Solomon, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.